It was an idea that we came up with at a staff meeting here where we were kind of looking at all of the different craft breweries, wineries, distilleries, and cideries that were popping up in the region. And we're trying to think of a way of how can we put them all together to attract people to come to our region to not only visit them, but also these other parts of our region that don't always get a whole lot of traffic. Places like Fort Ann and Granville, Greenwich, Corinth, all these places that are fantastic to be at, we wanted to find a reason for people to go there. And luckily, these craft beverage makers were opening up there, and it just seemed like the perfect marriage.
No, I love that. I'm looking at the site right now. I want people to know about it. ADKCraftBev.com. You can get on the app, too, once you're there, and you can find the whole trail. This almost seems like a fun Appalachian trail for drinkers.
That's a good way to put it.
Thank you.
It's a big trail. I mean, it spans 119 miles north and south, anywhere from Clifton Park, New York, all the way up to Lake Placid. And along that route, there are all these great beverage makers that you can stop at along the way. You can even grab a bite at a number of them. And then you can just explore these regions to get a little bit more in depth to see what else is there.
Is this something that people can do just a little piece at a time?
Well, there's two ways you can really do it. You can either do it a little bit of a time, like you just said, by either downloading the app and following along through that, by grabbing an actual physical map at any of the beverage makers and following along there. Or if you actually have a large group that wants to go along, we actually have a partner with the Hoppy Trails Brew Bus, where you can actually schedule a tour with 3 to 4 of the different beverage makers and do it as a big group if you want. And you can do, they have different tours set up where you can visit them around. Or, like we said, do it on your own, do it at your own leisure. The majority of these places are open year-round, so you can do it any time of year.
A brew bus, you must have very patient drivers.
Very patient. Very patient
yeah.
Drivers. It's a great experience, though, because not only do they drive you around while they're taking you to different places, they do trivia, they'll give you some tips about what's going on, they talk about where you're going next, so you get a little bit of a backstory about the places you're going to go to.
Again, this is the Adirondack Craft Beverage Trail in MAP. Greg Shanice from the Adirondack Regional Chamber of Commerce. Greg, you guys are doing something really unique there, and it was great to talk with you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.